And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our spiritual observation, first one we've done in quite a while, 94 out of 100 is still an A. 94 out of 100 is still an A. Plus, our DDD third-party sin. Russell Shubin, director of Christian Outlook, joins us to review the best from the best of the best of Christian talk radio. And today's Facebook post, God uses everything.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473. Hey, Esther, just saying hi to you real quick. 866-K-PRAISE. Remember, any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio, it's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. The David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-PRAISE, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
March 23, 1775, Patrick Henry spoke as a patriot and perhaps more like a prophet. Hi, I'm Chuck Swindoll. He said, "If we wish to be free, we must fight." I repeat it, we must fight. An appeal to arms and to the God of hosts is all that is left. Why stand we here idle? Is life so dear or peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God. I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death. He understood that to live in liberty is what Christ's coming was all about.
Pastor and teacher Chuck Swindoll. Visit Insight for Living's website at insight.org.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I do want to give everybody thank yous for bearing with me. I was not feeling all that great on Wednesday and Thursday, but we did get through it. Tugboat Todd doing a great job again of covering things. Appreciate that. Appreciate the work the team has rallied around. If you've not had a chance to see how great our team is here at KPRZ, go to our Facebook page, The David Spoon Experience, and you will have a firsthand example of something you have never seen before in your life, ever. How about that? This segment brought to you by our good friend Sam Rasool. Sam is a great friend. And when I've got tough stuff going on, sometimes I have to go to the doctor, get some blood drawn, stuff like that. He's the kind of guy I call to say, need some prayer, going through a tough time. And the reason that I like talking about him is because he is committed to the process, and he's kind of got that bulldog attitude of faith, like, yeah, I am right here, I am just like pushing it out, and he just stands there with you and fights in faith. Now, I said all that so that you can have an idea what kind of person he is, because from a character point of view, people like that are few and far between. He's one of the top real estate agents, and you guys already know he does great things. If you buy or sell a house through him, takes 25% of his gross commission and gives it to whatever ministry you want. If you're selling your house, he'll give up to $25,000 to fix up the house, and at the close of escrow, he takes the money back out and doesn't charge you any interest. At the same time, if you're looking for somebody to come and actually look at your house, instead of just throwing numbers at you, he'll take the time to do it, and if you decide you don't want to use him, no problem. No signing anything until you guys are in that handshake prayer agreement mentality. So I'm going to encourage you to work with somebody who's got that bulldog attitude that doesn't give up. And you might be thinking, well, you know, I don't know what I need to do. Well, that's what Sam is for. He's there to help you in the real estate realm. ThinkSam.com. ThinkSam.com. 858-780-1SAM. 858-780-1SAM. And we have a saying around here. If it's not you, it's going to be somebody you know. Somewhere at least five people you run into this year will be in this process of buying or selling a house. So we say, send them to Sam. Send them to Sam. ThinkSam.com. Okay? Okay. It's all right?
It's all right.
Quickly on our mobile app. Oh, we got some cool things going on there. Do not forget, it's free. Do not forget it works for iPhone and for Android, and do not forget it's free. It's the KPRZ mobile app. That is huge. You know, people have been saying the word huge, huge. Have you noticed that? They've changed how you say that.
That's a Trump thing.
Is it a Trump thing?
Yeah, that's how he says huge.
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 Huge. When did H become silent in huge? I mean, how does that work? You know, so Howard is now Howard? Hello is now hello, only if you're a stooge. Hello, hello,
or British.
Hello. Or British. Oh, that's...
Hello.
Hello? Governor? Okay. For those that are unaware, we still got the app. It's still free. So I'm just... For those that are looking for deep meaning behind what we just did there, there is none. All right, let's get to it. I've been waiting to do this for a little while. By the way, I send out my apologies to the Legionnaire Ministries. I was supposed to have Dr. Nichols on today... yesterday, but it was today in my book, yesterday in their book. Their book's probably right. I'm probably wrong. So I apologize for that. He will be on. We did try and coordinate that. He will be on relatively soon, and then also John MacArthur will be on, unless they're really mad at me, which is okay. Now I'll tell you why it's okay, because of what I'm about to talk to you about right now. Let me get the sound for 94 out of 100 is still an A.
Where did he go to medical school?
He went to Northwestern and Johns Hopkins. Is that good enough for you?
No, it's not. Where did he go to medical school?
He went to Northwestern and Johns Hopkins. Is that good enough for you?
No, it's not.
Yeah, see, right there. Therein lies a problem right there. So I want to talk about this because this involves 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and we're about to look at something, and this is not to guilt anybody. But the premise is important. This is one of the things that my wife and I discussed early in our marriage, because one of the most truthful things is that if you go to a church and you have 30 things at the church, right? There is a tendency in the flesh zone to often discuss the 4 things out of the 30 that are not going that great. And to rarely talk about the 26 that are. Although I will give credit, many people will say maybe the top 5 or top 10. But there always seems to be an energy focus on what is not versus what is. So here is the simple statement and the reason that we played that clip. It's, first of all, 94 out of 100 is still an A. I was doing a paper. This is not a joke. The entire paper, grammatically correct all the way through, except... I misplaced an I and an E in somebody's name. And I lost a full point. So instead of getting 100, I got 99. Now here's the funny part. 100 is, you know, it's like perfect, right? 99 is, wait, get this, still an A. And it wasn't good enough for me to look at it and go, well, I got every single reference, single Greek and Hebrew word, single everything out of this 10 pages exactly correct. I got one letter, one vowel wrong. And you know what I focused on? That one vowel. I can't believe I didn't get that right. You see the problem there? You might be going, well, Dave, that's because you're like a perfectionist. Oh, well, I'm glad it's just me and nobody else. I'm glad I'm the only person who is looking at what did not come about as opposed to what did come about. In fact, I'm the only one that can recognize how stupid I am, right? Because I should be aware that if I'm doing 100 great things for my wife, if I'm working on 100 great things, and I'm getting 94 of those right, it would be inappropriate for her to focus in on the 6 things I'm doing wrong. Unless she's trying to make me perfect. Here's the real key. Are we looking for the good or are we hunting for the bad in things? That's the question. Are we looking for the good so that we can give praise? Or are we hunting for the bad so we can criticize? If you have a situation that you have 90 out of 100, which one do you focus on? If you're looking for 100 points and you find 90 in a favorable place, what do you focus on? The 90 or the 10 that missed? You see what I'm saying? And this is a problem, not just for me. I said that very facetiously. By the way, just for Tugboat Todd to know, Laura came by first. Just so people can understand, if you are so focused on what is not versus what is, you are highly likely a negative person. Period. If you got 100 points and 90 are good, that's good. If you get 94 out of 100, still an A. You know what? 94 out of 100 is no higher grade than 99 out of 100. Did you know that? So what I'm trying to say is, what are we focusing on? See, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5, that would be the scriptural reference we would want to use, Tugboat Todd. 1 Corinthians 13, 5 says, love keeps no record of wrongs. Love keeps no record of mistakes. Are the only things you bring up mistakes? Because then that's what you're doing. Oh, you're not going to like this. Because that's what you're doing then to yourself. Listen to me. You're doing it to yourself, and then you're putting that on others. You're not making your own perfect standard of 100. And so you're letting other people know they're not making it either. That's just not good. That's not a good way to live. I understand that we are seeking for that perfection, but by the way, the perfections that made reference in Matthew chapter 5 has nothing to do with righteous perfection that's beyond our scope. It has to do with maturity, but that's okay. Here's the real key. The real key is, do we praise that which is good, or do we focus on that which does not make the grade and make that our strength of argument? Think of that. 94 out of 100 is still an A. Are you thinking about the 6 or the 94? You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. No catchy radio jingle here, just me asking for the opportunity to earn your business. I've been a top-selling realtor here in San Diego for over 2 decades, having sold homes all over the county. I'll give 25% of my commission back to a ministry of your choice. I've already given thousands to Turning Point, San Diego Rescue Mission, and Samaritan's Purse, just to name a few. I'll even front any home fix-up costs at no charge to you. As a former Muslim and now Christian, I put God first personally and professionally. If you or someone you know is considering buying or selling a home, just meet with me. You have nothing to lose. I'll even share my testimony and give you a copy of my book. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM. That's 858-780-1SAM. Or visit me online for all your real estate needs, thinksam.com. That's thinksam.com. God bless.
God sees the beginning to the end.
Our daily bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by Bill Crowder. Bill writes, I enjoy gazing up at a cloudless blue sky. The sky is a beautiful part of our great Creator's masterpiece, given for us to enjoy. Imagine how much pilots must love the view. They use several aeronautical terms to describe a perfect sky for flying, but my favorite is, you can see to tomorrow. Seeing to tomorrow is beyond our view. Sometimes we even struggle to see or understand what life is throwing at us today. The Bible tells us, why, you don't even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Bill continues, but our limited visibility is not cause for despair, just the opposite. We trust in the God who sees all of our tomorrows perfectly and who knows what we need as we face the challenges ahead. The Apostle Paul knew this. That's why Paul encourages us with hopeful words. We live by faith, not by sight. When we trust God with our day as well as our unseen tomorrows, we don't need to worry about anything life throws at us. We walk with Him and He knows what is ahead. He is strong enough and wise enough to handle it. We hope these daily programs inspire you to go deeper in studying God's Word. For additional resources and encouragement, download the Our Daily Bread ebook and mobile app. Prefer a print copy? We'll gladly send one your way for no cost or obligation. Visit getodbtoday.org. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I will say our social experiment was a success here in the station. Since the station has lost their minds in regards to my trash can, I have decided to not retaliate, but simply have a joyful, playful moment with the rest of them by putting different things on the wall and moving them from segment to segment so they would think what is going on.
Laura didn't notice it the first time.
Oh, so Jordan would have been the winner. We would call that a draw. Okay. All right, let's talk about what's going on here. Excalibur Roofing is sponsoring this next segment, and this teaching that's coming up is a doozy. We're not going to get there yet, but I'm going to tell you right now. It's called third-party sin. Ooh. Let me tell you about Excalibur Roofing. So right now, for those, it doesn't matter if this is in a best of, a replay, or a time warp. Right now, it's Cloud Day. Cloud Day with the big day. And the deal there is, with all the clouds bring rain. Rain brings rain. Rain actually brings rain. And if you have a roof and you don't have that protected, then rain brings money problems. More important than your big screen TV blowing up, it's the fact that there are cats and poodles all over the place because you're stepping in so many puddles. Here's the bottom line. You need to talk to Excalibur Roofing. I'm in rare form. To know what's going on with your roof. They do inspections. They do waterproofing. They do replacement. They do all of it. Commercial or residential, give them a call. 760-743-8803. Or ExcaliburRoofing.com or Facebook, Excalibur Roofing. Remember MySpace? They still have that? Didn't we talk about this before?
I think it's still there, but I think most people's profiles got deleted if you didn't use them.
Isn't MySpace now something for like the universities where the kids think, I need MySpace?
And that's so, Safe Space. Very close, though.
That's like MySpace, Safe Space. I know the best answer to that that helped kids all over the place. It's called F Place. You get an F for not going to class. That's what it should be. That's what we used to get. You only got an incomplete, by the way, if you pulled out halfway or three quarters. So you couldn't go to the end of the class. There's a week left and go, I didn't do all my work. I want to take an I. That didn't work that way. You had to do it at a certain point. And now you can go one day before the end of the class and go, I need an I. It's terrible, right? All right. Thank you, Excalibur Roofing, for helping us out. Third-party sin. We do not have a sound for this. We do? No. Wait, it was no-no? When you put your finger up and you wait, go back and forth like that, is that no-no?
Yeah, no-no.
No-no? No-no-no-no? No-no, like French? No-no-no-no.
No-no.
Okay, third-party sin, here we go. So a lot of people don't understand, and actually there have been some college students, so that's why I'm picking on them, some college students who said, oh, well, you don't really see Jesus calling himself God in the Gospel of Mark, not that we can identify. Well, first of all, that's wrong, but more fun than that is just going off in the early part of Mark to show you where in Mark the Gospel Jesus declares him God. But the way he does it here is one of the greatest or coolest ways that has ever been done. Jesus was showing that he was God several times and in several stories and in several teachings. And this one is the most one of the most unmistakable. In Mark chapter 2, if you'll remember, there are four friends who are with the paralytic. Four people. And they remember they couldn't get to Jesus because the room was so crowded, so they kind of cracked open a hole in the roof and they lowered the guy down, and Jesus is like, whoa. So here's what Mark 2, 3 through 5 says. Some men came bringing a paralytic carried by four of them. Since they could not get to Jesus because of the crowd, they made an opening in the roof above Jesus. And after digging through it, they lowered the mat the paralyzed man was lying on. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, son, your sins are forgiven. And there are too many people that hear that and just move on. See, here's the key. There's Jesus. forgiven the person's sins, and boy, they did not like it, did they? This is their response in verse 7. Why does this fellow talk like that? He's blaspheming. Who can forgive sin but God alone? Now, that is, of course, for us, too, a typical response on our part might be, though, hey, wait a minute. If somebody sins against me personally, I can forgive them, can't I? In other words, if Tugboat Todd plays the wrong music or, you know, that's really not a sin, but let's say he does something that's sinful. Let's say when I take a day off, he takes a day off but doesn't tell anybody. I'm just saying, follow the sequence. So that would be wrong. And then if I get in trouble for it, then I'm the one that's going to go to Todd and say, hey, you know, you put me in this position, blah, 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 blah. And he's like, oh, I'm sorry about that, Dave. I get to forgive him, right? That's what I get to do. If you sin against me, I can forgive you. As an audience, you know, I can forgive you if I am aware of what you've done to me and you and I talk through it. And there's that opportunity for me to exercise actual forgiveness of sin. That's understandable, right? If I say something mean to Tugboat Todd that, you know, is unwarranted, then he has an opportunity to forgive me. Now, he might not if I don't, you know, ask for forgiveness, but I'm just saying. Does that make sense? You follow
yeah,
that, right?
I'm picking
okay,
that up.
Okay, got that. So that's a fact. The fact is you and I can forgive sins when those sins are against us, right? And you can also, as an individual, go ask for forgiveness, right? Got it? Yeah. But let me ask you this question, and this will give you the great understanding where I'm trying to reach to the third-party sin point. Can you or I, listen to the question, can you or I forgive somebody's sins who didn't commit a sin against us? So, for example, if Tugboat Todd sinned against Robo Paul, could I absolve Tugboat Todd of his sin in anybody's place? No. I cannot third party forgive you. I cannot forgive you for somebody else who must do that. Only God can do that. Ding, 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 ding. Only God could forgive sin between people or sin against other. Only God can do that third-party forgiveness element. See, you got to think of this very simply. Can you and I forgive someone's sin who didn't commit a sin against us? Can you forgive someone's sin who didn't sin against you? No, you don't have the authority, the judicial authority, to forgive sins in that capacity. But God does. So Jesus did. And that was theological proof that he explained to them that he is God. He forgave a third-party sin. And what they said was, how can you do that? Only God can do that. Who can forgive sin but God alone? That was their argument. And Jesus was like, I can because I'm God. And that's how it happened. And so there's this talk and this mindset, and people are thinking, well, wait. You're telling me because Jesus absolved somebody else from their sin, that makes him God? Yeah, you can't forgive third-party sin. I'm sorry. I know you think so. I know that there's church organizations that have put things together in the soteriology and in the martyrology, but it's not true. Only God can extend third-party sin, or the representative of God per se, but only God himself can truly forgive sin, which is what Jesus did, because he was, and always will be God. So he can forgive third-party sin. Exactly, and by the proof that Jesus is God, that Jesus, in verse 11 and 12 of the same passage, healed him and pronounced forgiveness for him, demonstrating twofold that Jesus is God. Hey, guess what? He's not some prophet. He is the Son of God. And that's how he stands, and that's how we stand. How cool is that? Yeah, that's pretty cool stuff. All right, folks, we're going to take a short break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Don't go anywhere. Short time.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Wow! In addition to being experts at new roof construction, old roof repairs, remodeling and maintenance, did you know that Excalibur Roofing is also an expert in waterproofing? That's right. No water allowed. Sorry, Rubber Ducky. From using the top-of-the-line Life Deck systems for deck coating to flat or sloping roofs, Excalibur Roofing covers the angles. Get it? With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in roofing classifications, plus testimonials from people just like you, you can count on Excalibur Roofing. Call 760-743-8803. That number again, 760-743-8803. Or go online to their website at excaliberroofing.com. The best part of all their estimates are free. Just give them a call. What have you got to lose? But leaks, not onions. 760-743-8803. For residential or commercial help, remember, Excalibur Roofing. They've got you covered.
Whitefield's ministry supports national pastors starting churches in villages that have no church, places that are difficult to start a church because of extreme poverty or persecution. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of Whitefield's ministry. We support these pastors because they already know the language and culture, making them efficient at starting churches in their country. Whitefield's provides support so that the pastor can work full-time starting the church that transforms their whole community. They heal broken families, feed hungry children, restore hope, and give purpose to the lost. Many villages in the world are still without a local church.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefield's ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
March 23, 1775, Patrick Henry spoke as a patriot and perhaps more like a prophet. Hi, I'm Chuck Swindoll. He said, "If we wish to be free, we must fight." I repeat it, we must fight. An appeal to arms and to the God of hosts is all that is left. Why stand we here idle? Is life so dear, or peace so sweet, as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God. I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty, or give me death. He understood that to live in liberty is what Christ's coming was all about.
Pastor and teacher Chuck Swindoll Visit Insight for Living's website at insight.org.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I do want to let you know, if you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. On the phone with us, a man that needs very little introduction. In fact, legends often don't need introductions. He is the discerner of the politically diabolical and the divine as he wades through the weeds of radio talkers so we can evaluate and avoid those who pontificate and bloviate. It's our very own Russell Shubin from Christian Outlook, ChristianOutlook.com. That is the website. Plus, Saturdays here, 11 p.m., Sundays, 4 p.m., Sundays, 11 p.m. Sir Russell, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for those kind words. I'll take the one word, discernment. I'll latch onto that one. I hope that's what we have to offer for you.
That's the one that we need the most, my friend. Talk to me about what's going on with Christian Outlook this week as we look at the landscaping.
Well, the landscape is pretty dicey landscape. We're 2 months into this Trump administration, and it's been nothing else if not lively. And we do have an extended conversation of Bill Bunkley with Albert Mohler, assessing what type of observations evangelicals ought to be making, or he is a leading evangelical, what he thinks. We hear from Travis Weber from ERLC, Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission, talking about one real positive thing, the likelihood or the strong possibility that we will see removal of government funding for Planned Parenthood and no government funding going toward abortion anywhere. That looks very positive in the House and in the Senate. We take a look at the immigration policy that was put on pause, but one aspect of it that was very controversial was whether or not we ought to be given preference to Christians coming out of the Middle East. We hear from Stephen Harried from Heritage about that, as well as Ted Broman talks about Brexit. He joined Georgine Rice. Brexit, listeners will know, is the vote of British citizens to exit the European Union, and it kind of foreshadowed a bit of the Trump election, one of the other populist moves across the globe that had unexpected results at the polls, results that were not foreseen by the polls. We hear from Chris Boussard, who's joining Frank Sontag up here for his men's event. Some of you men in San Diego might want to come up. Chris Boussard is from Fox Sports One, and he talks about the power of the gospel to change lives, and we'll be joining Frank to do the same coming up 1 week from tomorrow. Neat guest and a powerful testimony, and a great position he has in the world of sports, but a very bold witness for Christ in that space. Eric Metaxas talks to Anthony Esselin about a culture in decline and what sorts of things can we do to make a difference to rebuild. His book is called Out of the Ashes, and he talks about things like marriage and art and culture and family and kids, etc. Bob Burney looks at a study, an in-depth study about cohabitation and whether or not that is a compromise that is good for kids. Interesting stuff, and it's a heck of a lot of stuff in the news, and I don't think it's going to slow down anytime soon, David.
There's no way to predict the trending. I mean, it's just like there's just it's. I mean, we knew when Donald Trump won the presidency, we kind of knew, oh, this will be different. I mean, we kind of all thought that just without saying anything, without being favorable or not favorable. We just thought this will be different. But that statement is so poorly explained in all the things that have been going on. Nothing seems normal. So I guess I'm going to ask you this question, then you can kind of walk me through it. As Christians, isn't one of our biggest concerns that President Trump just get the right people on the Supreme Court? Isn't there this part of us that's going, well, I don't know what's going to happen with this in 6 months, or I don't know what's going to happen to him, but if we can get two people on the Supreme Court who kind of are not activists, would that be a win?
Well, the way you summed it up might be a little overstatement, because there are a lot of other important things. But as far as whether or not that ought to be at the absolute, absolute top of our list, we ought to be hoping and praying. And as we look at let's say we'd had what you had, two at the Supreme Court, and they're upon taking office, there were over 100 vacancies in the federal courts across the country. That alone would be enormous, but we do well to pray that we could succeed in a whole number of other arenas as well. But the way the courts have weighed in, we don't get to it this week in the Christian Outlook, but the Baronel Stutzman story up in Washington, the florist that we've talked about a number of times over the years, the way the courts weigh in today, and they are shaping a civilization in a way that distorts the First Amendment. And if that case as a great example is not overturned at the Supreme Court, the First Amendment is fundamentally redefined. And what we as believers, if we care about nothing else, we should absolutely, absolutely, absolutely be fighting for and caring about the First Amendment. And that is our religious exercise, but just our ability to speak and speak freely, even with this kind of conversation right now. So the courts are just, it's hard, you can't overstate how important they are.
It just seems to me like the courts have way overstepped whatever boundaries that were intended. And in the courts, you know, the statement that they made, I think it was Donald Trump who said, you know, this doesn't even need to be reviewed. And then the court's response, well, we have a right to review it. But I think the right to review doesn't mean the right to rule. And so I'm concerned that whatever they say, I mean, how do you restore balance? How do you restore balance between the three branches? How does that get restored? Who restores it?
Well, it's hard to say, because hypothetically speaking, if there was a Democrat running for president who says, "But I value religious freedom highly, and we're going to really protect the First Amendment." Well, today in America, 2017. That individual would not receive the nomination for the Democratic Party. So it's hard to see where the compromise is. That is how things can ease. And then back to the, in particular, what you just mentioned, the role of the judiciary. The left and the right today don't just have fundamentally different views on what makes for good public policy and what is good for human flourishing, but one wants the courts just to call the balls and strikes, and the other side wants the courts to do the hard work. They want the courts to score the points and put points on the board, so to speak. They want the courts to do the hard work of legislating, and the courts aren't designed for that. And if we give that power to the black robes, it's an erosion of democracy.
That's an excellent point. You stated that really well. And, you know, there's that concern. Now, I will say I am happy about some of the things that are going forward. You know, they're giving it seems to me that from an economic point of view, this administration is, you know, a bit more friendly. From the conservative point of view, much more than the Obama administration. This administration is, you know, like, hey, you know, this money shouldn't go for abortion. I mean, there is some things that are coming out that are encouraging. There are, though, moments where you're just wondering, is this just going to add into this enormous division? And is there at any point going to be a recovery from this division regardless? Is this country so split that it is, you know, not beyond prayer, of course, but is it so split there's going to be little to look forward to by way of consensus?
Yeah, I think so. At least when it comes to the elites that are representing the people, you know, I mean, in your community and mine, there are people from various different worldviews that can get along together and cooperate together, that can have our kids on sports teams together, that we don't see things through the same lens exactly. But when it gets to D.C. and it gets to the elites, it gets to the media elites and the political elites, the polarization has, you're absolutely right, it has never been worse. And the way media has treated President Trump is not without fault and blameless in any way. That is, they have exacerbated the situation, and there's no question that he has the willingness to push back and push back hard. And how it all turns out, you know, time will tell. It sure is interesting. Just one quick anecdote. I see on Twitter from this press conference yesterday that President Trump had. Somebody says they are at the gym, and Trump is just tearing into the press, and everybody is paying attention, and everybody at the gym apparently is laughing, saying Trump is tearing him up. And so I don't know what to make of that beyond this, that people are paying attention, that there's a subsection of the population that is taking some degree of pleasure in it, laughter in it. And you have to hope that some good can come of it.
Yeah. No, and that's part of the fight or part of the war to me is the ability for all of us to be able to at least have the conversation. If people want to reject the gospel, that's one thing, but I want the opportunity to present it. And so that therein lies that, you know, that real tension of there has to be an ability for us to be able to talk to one another. And the prayer part is not that basically that Bible-believing born-again Christians would go nutty, but that they would just be standing firm in the truth and being able to share, you know, their belief systems, and that we have that opportunity to share that and to win the hearts and souls of people through the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. In the meantime, people who are believers can get these different points of view by going to the show, right? Because Dr. Albert Mohler, you know, he's talking about religious liberty issues that affect all of us on the show. Isn't that the whole point?
Absolutely. Absolutely, he does, and there are a lot of layers of this onion as we get into the deep part of the Trump administration, that there's a lot going on. There's a lot of things that aren't in the media that we should be paying attention to that aren't getting a lot of attention. Media attention tends to go where the fire's the hottest, but there's some change happening beneath the surface, and some of the stuff we talk about in the program alerts listeners to it.
Yep, that's the key. Ladies and gentlemen, you got to check it out. Now, here's the deal. You can either go online right now, you don't have to wait, you can go right now online, ChristianOutlook.com, or ChristianOutlook.com is an immediate access, or you can listen to it here on KPRZ Saturday nights 11 p.m., Sunday nights 4 p.m., Sunday nights 11 p.m. Another excellent job with an excellent, excellent perspective by our very own Russell Shubin. Thank you, sir, for taking the time.
Great to be with you. Have a great weekend and stay dry. It's pretty wet up here.
Okay. I'm hoping to be done and home before I experience what you're experiencing. But then again, sometimes God says no. All right, brother. God bless.
Thanks so much.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
More local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
This is John MacArthur. Join me for today's Portraits of Grace. A history book I read asked this question: how many peace treaties have been broken throughout history? The answer? All of them. That's because true peace always eludes wicked man. But we can show the world that Jesus is the true peacemaker if we live together in peace and loving harmony as Christians. Where does that peace come from? Largely from selflessness, which is a primary characteristic of Christian love, isn't it? The Bible says, "Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, let each of you regard one another as more important than himself." Humble ourselves. Focus on the needs of others. That's what the Bible is saying. When we do that, we'll show harmony and unity to the world. This is John MacArthur encouraging you to live as portraits of grace.
The people of Uganda need the gospel. New believers need churches, and these churches need pastors. I'm Pastor Onesmus Ngoboka, a graduate of Southern California Seminary. I'll return to Uganda to start a Bible school so I can pass on biblical training to other pastors who will start new churches. Whitefields has joined me in this vision to provide support for pastors planting churches in the villages of Uganda. Because Whitefields understands no pastor should be a stranger, they are supporting local pastors to reach our own people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Will your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities? Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Most of my life it feels like I've been running.
Oh, welcome back. Running. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Before we get to our Facebook post, I do want to let you know about the Experience Israel 2017 tour. We talked about this. Told you this thing was getting ready to ramp up. Well, ramp up time it is. Vroom, vroom. Sean Thornton, senior pastor at Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village, California, is going to be leading the 10-day journey to the Holy Land. It's going to be November 1st through the 10th, 2017. To get more information, you want to go to kprz.com and click on the banner for more information and how to get registered. I can tell you one thing, Experience in Israel tours with Reuven Doran are the best. We've had people who've gone on multiple tours and they go on one of Reuven's tours and it's like way better, way better, way better. And that's because he's a Jewish believer who also likes pastrami and corned beef. So we say yes and amen. That's kind of how I look at that. Is that wrong to say that? Oh, well. You know how many times I've been wrong? At least 6 out of 100. Focus on that, huh? Oh, wait, that's wrong. All right, let's get to our Facebook post, which does have a little bit of music to it, right? Do we have a little bit of music? It's got a sing. What was that?
You don't remember Magilla Gorilla?
Yeah, I do. But how did you play that for this Facebook post?
We used to be able to play whatever I wanted for Facebook posts.
Well, it has to make sense. Or is that? Oh, I can see. For the Facebook post, it doesn't have to make sense.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, that explains a lot of things that take place around here. This is God Uses Everything. This is an excerpt. See the word excerpt? E-X-C-E-R-P-T. Excerpt. It's like, this is something out of the book.
That's what it is. Just saying. Here's what it says. Each one of us needs to understand that bad experiences, that we have encountered or will encounter in any fashion will be used by God to serve a higher purpose in our lives. I love when people tell me, you can't tell me God will use da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Watch this. God used the sinfulness of mankind to magnify into our own understanding the depth of his love through Jesus Christ. If God can use the sin of mankind to a higher purpose of helping us understand, even though we created the problem in the first place, if he can use man's sin to teach us about his love, he can take anything in your life, good, bad, or indifferent, and use it for a higher purpose, period. And the pain that we encounter does not represent how God feels about us, since he takes all things and causes them to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. So if we're going through a tough process, if we are going through it, if we have gone through it, if we're about to go through it, we need to get more perspective than just our own. And we can find hope through these experiences, because if we can see them through the eyes of God, we will see them with a connection to Jesus Christ from start to finish. There is more going on that your eye sees, and God's higher purpose prevails, and his love is at the utmost of his highest purpose. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station. Here in San Diego, California, taking a short break. You'll hear Marty, then we'll be back for more. Don't go anywhere.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.